Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving back into it on a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you, son, coming up for your warm weekend ahead. I'll tell you what, boys and girls, it's your last weekend to get them lights up on the house if you haven't already.
Going to be in the 50s this weekend.
Yep. You know how that guy got a cheese grater into that stadium last night?
Put it on his head.
The guy had a cheese grater and a block of cheese he brought into the Detroit Lions Green Bay Packers game last night and was shredding cheese in the crowd. The anti-Richard of the week right there. That's a cheese Richard. Hell of a guy that guy was. I couldn't believe that. Sitting there watching the TV and I'm like, are my eyes open? Am I really seeing a guy with a cheese grater and a Lions jersey just shredding cheese?
That's pretty good. That's pretty Gouda.
Oh, okay. How long do you have that one in the holster?
Just waiting, man. Just waiting.
What other cheese jokes can you make?
I was trying to get more.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes deserves more cheddar?
I think Patrick Mahomes is a monster among men.
I like that. Very good.
Thank you.
He's a Kraft single amongst quarterbacks.
Oh, those Kraft singles are not good.
But it's a single. He's the only one.
Oh, gotcha.
So
he's going to carve up the Chargers like Swiss cheese.
I think like with anything, you know, when you're running for something, office, whatever it is, whatever level, president, vice president, whatever you run for, you have to have a political campaign to support your side, right? We saw those for about 6 months on TV. I could give one for Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP. So let me give you a list of the odds right now of who are the favorites. Josh Allen is minus 220. The next closest is Saquon Barkley at plus 350. These odds all via DraftKings.
That's next closest.
Correct.
So it goes from minus
220 to plus 350. After that is...
Plus 350.
Yeah. Like that. Is Lamar Jackson at plus 800. So there are two guys clearly in the fast lane ahead of everybody else. Jared Goff is 850. And then after that, is lo and behold number 15 for Kansas City Chiefs at plus 2500.
That's a hell of a bet right now.
So you're starting to smell what I'm cooking. So if you want a chance to join me on this political campaign, feel free. Because at the end of the day today, I'm going to throw $20 on Patrick Mahomes to win MVP. Here's why I believe in what I'm saying. Patrick Mahomes can win out. And if Patrick Mahomes wins out, he checks some massive boxes off for the MVP. He would have one loss on the season. Okay? He'd have one loss on the season. He would do with that as number one and number two wide receivers basically throughout the entire year. For the amount of games he might get with Hollywood Brown at the end of the season, it'll be about the same amount of games he had with Rashee Rice at the beginning of the season. Patrick Mahomes lost his number one running back, who he just got back at this past week. They brought in Kareem Hunt off the streets. Okay, that's been great. Patrick Mahomes has been sacked 20 times in 5 weeks, been sacked 32 times on the year. His last 5 weeks, he has 11 touchdowns, two interceptions, 1,300 yards. They win their division. They win the AFC. They only lose one game. And he continues this pace with a new left tackle where those stats could surprisingly increase. Like, let's say he throws only two interceptions the rest of the year and throws, I don't know, 10 more touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes would then lead the Chiefs to a one-loss record to the playoffs as the number one seed with a massive amount of injuries, getting sacked for a career high in his career. He's going to smash that number. I think it's 34, and now it's already at 32. And Patrick Mahomes would then again take the Chiefs en route to a three-peat, to the one seed, through Arrowhead, win their division, put up statistics that matter at the time when they should matter, and Patrick Mahomes could surpass everybody for the MVP because Josh Allen could lose to Detroit, that number will change. Saquon Barkley could have a game where he only has 95 yards, that number will change. Lamar Jackson, not going to get it. Patrick Mahomes could leapfrog Lamar Jackson this weekend with a big game, which I think he could have with more time to throw the ball and look at different routes and different reads where he has an actual person at left tackle that could block for him. Patrick Mahomes is not out of the MVP race. He really is not, because there is a chance that they could run the table, and it is a plus 2,500 chance. So again, my political campaign, $20, Patrick Mahomes winning MVP, it's a hell of a payout.
It's very much like the Andy Reid coach of the year conversation where you can make the case every year and you're not wrong. Andy Reid is every year coach of the year. Patrick Mahomes is every year MVP. And ESPN had a thing yesterday, and I don't know if it was their power rankings or what I was reading, but the headline was, why is Patrick Mahomes having an un-Mahomes-like season? It was written by Adam Teicher of ESPN.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
And he says, besides these exterior inhibitors, Mahomes simply hasn't played well at times. His decision-making and accuracy aren't at the level they've been in previous seasons, and he's tied for third most interceptions in the league. He has missed throws that would have been automatic in the past.
And also just wanted to double-check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Well, there's reasons why Patrick Mahomes may look like that, and it's all because of the left tackle. It's all because of wide receivers not being there. It's all because of running backs not being there. It's all because of all of these ancillary things that he's had to overcome. Josh Allen really hasn't had to overcome a lot. They traded Stephon Diggs in the offseason, but that was addition by subtraction, much like Tyreek Hill was here in Kansas City. You move a guy out, you get better collectively as a team, right? And that's what happened with Buffalo. They're not overcoming major injuries like Patrick Mahomes has had to overcome. On Sunday, when DJ Humphries is standing out there, number 70 in your programs, number one in our hearts, clearly, that will be the fourth person to play left tackle this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. The fourth person in 13 games, to play left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's an average of 3 games per person at left tackle. When you're constantly changing the most important position on the offensive line, that's not a great thing. That's not easy to do. That guy at left tackle is basically your bell cow. He sets the tempo for the entire offensive line. Everything trickles down from there. That's why it's usually your highest paid player along the offensive line. It is the most important. It protects the blind side, but it also sets the table for that entire offensive line. That has been a major weakness for the Kansas City Chiefs. I would argue that is a bigger loss than Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice combined, that the fact that they haven't had the ability to block on that left side of that line. And I know it's bothering folks inside the organization, and they're ready to see DJ Humphries come into his own and do his thing this week and run the ball down the throats of the Los Angeles Chargers this week. But Patrick Mahomes has overcome so much and is still sitting on top of the AFC with an 11-1 record. And I know I'm an old fart, and I live in a world where actually wins matter more than stats. And when I look at what Patrick Mahomes has done from a winning standpoint, and now kind of overcoming a defense that isn't playing up to par lately, right? Really since, I don't know, maybe week 10 or so, the defense hasn't really played up to par. Patrick Mahomes is overcoming that. And again, I know I'm an old fart in all this, and I don't value stats the way people today do and all that kind of stuff. I value wins. And Patrick Mahomes, when the game is on the line and he has the football, he's led his team to a win. In, I don't know, that Tampa game, the Carolina game, the Vegas game. How many other quarterbacks are doing that with the depleted roster, the depleted talent, the defensive side of the football, not really giving them an opportunity to take a breath? How you're making a case for anybody else based on MVP, the most valuable player, how you make a case for anybody else other than Patrick Mahomes, to me, it's absolute blasphemy. I just can't fathom it, because at the end of the day, the number one thing to do is win, and Patrick Mahomes has found ways to win so many different ways just this year alone. He's the MVP of the NFL.
If Patrick Mahomes throws for 287 yards this weekend, he'll pass Jared Goff for third in the league in passing yards. Number one, Joe Burrow. Number two, Lamar Jackson. If he throws for 3 touchdowns, he'd be sixth in the league in touchdowns.
I don't think I want to see him throw for that many yards. I want to see them run the hell out of the football this week. I just want to see them pop left.
Well, if I'm going to put $20 on plus 2,500, I want to see him absolutely.
Air it out.
What are you doing over here?
I want to see him run the ball down the throats of the Chargers. Take that pressure off your left tackle. Be able to run the football. Not have it be a factor. Pop left, Kareem Hunt right,
yep.
Maybe the guy with the alligator up the middle. You know, like mix it up, use the running game. You've got a two-headed monster officially now for the first time. A little bit of testing Pop, you know, on that game against the Raiders. He's ready to go. I'd love to see a two-headed monster with him and Kareem Hunt this week just blast the Chargers defense.
Let's see your talent.
No doubt about it. I just want to see Mahomes hose it, man.
This was Richard Sherman last night on the MVP award.
Statistically, look, Joe Burrow should be the MVP.
Okay, stop. Stop. That's stupid.
Did Drew cut that?
No, that's dumb. That's dumb. That is a crazy, dumb statement by Richard Sherman. Because what you're telling me right there, Richard, is that you don't value winning in the NFL. And that's all I value.
Again, your MVP odds, Josh Allen minus 220. This is all via DraftKings. Saquon Barkley plus 350. Lamar Jackson plus 800. Jared Goff plus 850. Patrick Mahomes plus 2,500. $20 going into that account today because I think he can do it if they went out and he continues to just, like I said, hose it out. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home.